Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi there. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I appreciate your time in this half hour as we talk about the astrology and energies of February 2016. Now, I don't know about you, but I definitely felt an energy shift when February started. January was kind of bumpy and crunchy. We were in review territory. We had some stumbles, if you will, and there's a lot of energy that was still grasping on from 2015. Maybe you felt that, whether it's through some experiences or events that were still needing to be tied up and finished. Maybe it felt like you couldn't quite get moving or get into a groove yet. There was things about January that were, you know, ultimately meant for our highest good. We were meant to be in that place of pause, reflection, tie some things up, be very diligent, be very deliberate. We had Mercury in retrograde most of January, and this is why, you know, things just couldn't quite get into gear. But now as we move through February, that shifts, and Mercury is moving forward now. It is still in Capricorn, so it is still reviewing territory that it has been covering. It's actually now at 27 degrees of Capricorn as I do this show. It will move out of Capricorn and into Aquarius here very soon. In fact, this week on, well, just a few more days. So by the 14th of February, we're going to feel another energy shift that's like clarity. Thank you for clarity. Thank you for understanding. It's like, thank you for finally telling or showing me exactly what I need to do. Mercury moves into Aquarius, and this is where we connect with unity consciousness. We connect with that instant spark. Aquarius is known for being the genius in the astrological world. It's the sign of new inventions, a higher vision, instant brilliance. Aquarius is also a rebel. It's independent, very cerebral. It's an observer. Aquarius observes. What's everybody doing? What's going on here? And then it takes those insights and that information and comes up with a new solution, a new idea, something to give back to the collective. Now, the sun has been in Aquarius since January 20th, and it's going to stay in Aquarius until February 17th or 18th, depending on your time zone. So during this month of the sun in Aquarius, we maybe feel the urge to connect with a group, connect with something bigger than ourselves. It has that energy of what's bigger than me that makes me feel connected to the universe, that helps me understand the bigger picture here. And so it's very favorable for groups, for friendships, for your soul tribe, for online groups, for meeting in person with people. It also is a wonderful time for anything that you give back to the collective in the form of charity, volunteer work, nonprofit endeavors, anything like that. So we're moving through this energy of seeing how we're all interrelated. We're all in this together. You know, we're all able to connect through the bigger picture. And so where in your life are you looking for those connections right now? You could feel that. I mean, you know, you could feel like, okay, I'm ready to kind of get out and meet some new people. Or I just want to socialize a bit more. Or I'm ready for that next dream, that next inspiration. And this is what we're really going to feel even more when Mercury moves into Aquarius by the middle of the month. It's also when Mercury moves out of its shadow from being retrograde. And this means that, you know, when Mercury's in its shadow, it means it's going over territory it's already visited. So that's why topics come up for rediscussion. You have to re-edit. You have to redo stuff still. Even though Mercury is going direct, there's still these finishing up things, you know, how can I really put this to bed, you know, be complete with this. Okay, final revisions here. By the middle of the month, that is over, and we really move into some fresh ideas, fresh topics, fresh inspirations. So let's open up to that, okay? Really open up to being ready for those new ways of doing things. Now, the other thing that's pretty strong through February that's going to come up maybe most of this year, actually, is that Mars is in Scorpio right now. Mars is going to be in Scorpio a lot throughout this year because it's going to be going retrograde later on this spring. So right now we have Mars in Scorpio, and he is at 20 degrees of Scorpio. He's going to enter Sagittarius. Let me get you a date for that. And then he's going to retrograde back into Scorpio in April. And he will stay retrograde for, let's see, all throughout the summer. Summer, and then he enters Sagittarius again in August. So we have about, most of the first half of this year, Mars in Scorpio. And the reason why this is significant is that Mars in Scorpio is moving over the territory that Saturn in Scorpio was just in these past 2 years. Now, in astrology, we have all these different cycles happening. The planets all move at different speeds, different timelines, different cycles. And so when they match up like this, when one planet goes through slowly, as we had with Saturn in Scorpio for 2 years, he was taking us into our personal underworlds to look at things, to look at the nitty-gritty, to look at what makes us uncomfortable, to look at our shadow. And it wasn't fun. It can also mean you looked at your finances. You looked at how you created relationships, how you connected with people. Scorpio is all about the things underneath the surface. And that includes our deep emotions, our emotional truth. And Saturn there required us to take responsibility, to be an adult, and to make some changes around those energies within ourselves. Now we have Mars coming through, stirring up the pot. Mars is an activator, an initiator. So Mars says, okay, you learned all of this about yourself. Well, now we're going to take action on it, and I'm going to make sure that you now go for what you want, because Scorpio has passion, Scorpio has drive and ambition. But I'm going to make sure you learned what you were focused on before, okay? And what this means is that it can stir up, because Mars is an activator, it stirs up what needs to move and what needs to get flushed out. And that's actually how I see Mars in Scorpio, is that it's purification. It's cleansing. It's a detox. Mars in Scorpio goes for what it wants. It works behind the scenes. It's a very strong energy with healing, if that is your intention, and it's where you can really get rid of stuff that you don't want to carry anymore. So we're going to have this theme coming up a lot throughout 2016. And so what you want to do is in your astrology chart, look at where you have Scorpio energy, potentially Scorpio planets, and know that Mars is going to be hanging out there a lot of this year. And that's going to be your focal area. That's probably going to require you to do some more of that purification work based on what Saturn in Scorpio showed you and taught you. And, you know, Saturn is a taskmaster, and it can bring up challenges. So I don't want to sugarcoat this. It could be that at first you experience frustration, anger, resentment, some deep emotional energies here. Because Mars is moving through this territory for the first time. But as he goes back and forth over it, that's when you start to flush it out. So let's see here. I'm going to give you a little bit more of a timeline with this. Mars is in Scorpio until March 7th. And then it is in Sagittarius into April. It goes in the first 8 degrees of Sagittarius. And this is where the energy really shifts in Sag. We start to feel more inspired about the next dream, the next vision, creating something and going for something that is our next calling. And so Mars goes retrograde April 18th. And then it enters Scorpio the end of May. May 28th. So by the end of May, we're going to come back into some territory here and revisit it. And we're going to be looking at how we are really following a passion and how we're following what we want. And if we're being honest with ourselves and if we are in alignment with our truth. So Mars retrogrades back to 23 degrees. Of Scorpio. Then it moves forward, turns direct the end of June, and then finally leaves Scorpio again beginning of August. So, as I said, you're going to have some revisitations here with the Mars in Scorpio retrograde. And again, it's meant to help you purify, flush out, and really be complete with something. To really let it be done for you, because you've got it. You know, you learned it. You covered that lesson, and you're ready to take action and move forward on a new passion. So there's going to be times when this Mars energy feels like it has more flow. And we're going to have more of that later on here in the month of February. The sun enters Pisces on February 18th. And when the sun enters Pisces, it's completing a full cycle. The cycle began last spring with the spring equinox as the sun entered Aries, and we've been moving through this full cycle of energy. And so it could be here that in later on in this February and into March, you're going to see what you're ready to complete and let go of. There's a letting go aspect. You're releasing. This can show up in so many ways. Look in your astrology chart for where you have Pisces energy. It can show up as releasing possessions. If you have Pisces in your second house, that would be letting go of anything you've accumulated, anything in your house, let's say, your clothes that you no longer need, letting that go, cleaning it out. It could be, if you have Pisces in your seventh house, it could be looking at relationships that just aren't fulfilling right now. There's no longer that connection. Perhaps you have grown on your spiritual path, and you just need people who can meet you in that space. You need other people on that same spiritual path, and so the people that you don't connect with on a spiritual level, you're letting them go. It could be in your career. If you have Pisces energy in your 10th house, maybe you're ready for that next job, that next position, or even just to switch things up a bit. It doesn't have to mean a job change, but it could. It could just mean that you're ready for something else, that you've mastered something that you've been doing on a daily basis, and now you're ready for that next area of professional growth. So when we move into the Pisces energy, it's a time of transition, a time of releasing, a time of allowing something to be complete. It connects with forgiveness and compassion and healing, ultimately healing. Now, the energy of Pisces is strong every year because we have multiple planets moving through Pisces at this time. And when we have that, it really brings a bigger focal point to that energy. So with the Sun in Pisces, we also have Neptune in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, the South Node in Pisces. We have, and then we'll have the Moon in Pisces when they're, that'll be later on in March, actually. But we're going to have more energy around the Pisces archetype, the Pisces energy. And this brings up not only those things I just shared with compassion, forgiveness, letting go, but it also brings up separation, blame, self-pity, martyring ourselves. The Pisces energy, when it doesn't have a spiritual connection to the whole, to the greater good, to something bigger than itself, it goes into its lower aspects. Pisces can be associated with any type of escapism energy. It's connected with alcoholism, anything with drugs, you know, anything that takes you to a different reality. Interestingly, Pisces is also connected with movies and television, right? Because how much of that is real? So I think it's fascinating that we have the Oscars coming up here when the Sun is in Pisces. That's actually quite in alignment. So the Pisces energy is interesting because, like all astrological signs, it has its higher expressions and its lower expressions. And you want to be aware of where your energy goes through this month as we experience a lot of this, the Pisces lineup. Now, we have a Virgo full moon on February 22nd. And this is, every full moon is about balance. It's about illumination. It's showing us what has manifested since the new moon 2 weeks prior. And we had a new moon on February 8th in Aquarius. And now we go into this Virgo full moon on February 22nd, where we have that, all these planets in Pisces, the Sun, Neptune, Chiron, and the South Node. And on the other side of the seesaw, we have the moon in Virgo, which is directly opposing the sun, which makes it a full moon. It's when they're both on opposite points. They're the farthest points away from each other, the sun and the moon. But we also have Jupiter in Virgo and the north node in Virgo. So on February 22nd, there is a check-in period here around your dreams and what you're creating for yourself. Is it working? Does something need to be improved or changed? What are you focusing on? And do you need to step back and see the bigger picture? What details are you missing? Or maybe you're spending too much time on the details and you're not trusting enough. This Virgo full moon is often a reality check-in because Virgo is an earth sign that's all about the practical aspects of our lives. It's very realistic. It's concerned with the minutiae. It wants us to be taking the daily steps and to really be focusing on improvement and perfection, sometimes to a default. Virgo can be overly critical in its striving for perfection. It can be overly concerned with the details when you say, okay, wait, let's step back here and look at it from a bigger perspective. And this energy gets even trickier because we have right now Saturn in Sagittarius, creating what is called a T-square. Now, this energy is also one of the main signature energies of 2016. It's called a T-square because there's three planets that are all interacting, and they all have different needs and motivations. And one of the planets is the Pisces. Another is in Virgo, and the third is in Sagittarius. So you have these three energies, Pisces, Virgo, and Sagittarius. And these three astrological signs are called mutable signs, and they're all about adapting, accepting, changing it up. They like change. They like to try something new, try something better. They have different reasons for wanting change, but that's what they have in common. Now, when you have these three planet or these three energies all moving together right now, it means that it could feel like you're on unstable ground. It could feel like, okay, I don't know what is concrete or what I can count on. And that's because it's truly an evolution energy. And here's where we can get more specific with it. So we've been talking about Pisces. We have Chiron in Pisces showing us a collective wound, showing us how we're all connected, how we're all healing together. And we also have Neptune in Pisces, which I'm going to throw in just because it reinforces this Pisces theme. The Pisces planets are reminding us that we're all in this together. And it's connected with global concerns. For example, the Zika virus right now. That's a Pisces energy. Any type of world event, such as a world catastrophe, a tsunami, a hurricane, anything with the waters, the oceans, the trash and the pollution in the oceans, any of those issues are Pisces, right? It shows us how we're all connected. We're all on this globe together. Then we have, on the other side of the astrological wheel, the Virgo energy, which is all about what I do on a daily basis that matters. It's all about my desk, my work, my body, and how I'm taking care of my body. It's all about how you're being responsible with your daily habits. And so it's a very small world, okay? So the Virgo is a very small world, and that's opposed by the Pisces energy, which is the whole world. Then we have Sagittarius energy. And the Sagittarius energy is about our bigger beliefs, where we find faith, what our vision is, the higher picture, but it has a spark to it. Sagittarius has opinions, beliefs that it strongly coheres to. Sagittarius, think of it this way. Sagittarius is about religion. Pisces is about spirituality. And so you can see how those two overlap, and they can be quite different. So we have the Sagittarius energy that is looking at where we find our belief systems. Usually this, you know, this is in different religions, this is in different philosophies, different ideologies. And with Saturn and Sagittarius right now, we're each being pushed to be responsible and accepting of difference of opinions, different belief systems. But typically this will show up as a war first, a religious war of some sort, strong disagreements around philosophies and understandings. I would even argue that this has been an ongoing theme in our world for many, many decades. But with the Saturn energy here, we have to get responsible about it. We have to make some choices. We have to make some progress. And that shows up as challenges first. And so when we're looking at this dynamic T-square, you know, you can look at it collectively, which is important, but then I know you probably want to look at it individually in your life. And so the three pieces to put together here is looking at how are you making daily choices that support a bigger vision for yourself, for your life, and that also require you to continually trust and have faith. And that's just an ongoing dynamic for 2016 here. And it's going to come up and be strong with this Virgo full moon on February 22nd. How are you creating a new part of your life? You know, something that's making you stretch to go bigger, to try something new. How are you doing that on a daily basis? You know, you have to tend to the daily requirements of it, and yet continue to have faith and continue to trust. And that's one of the themes here of February, and it's going to be one of the themes throughout 2016. Now, in March, coming up in the March show, I'm going to talk to you about the eclipses. We have two eclipses in March, March 8th and March 23rd. The last two eclipses we had were in September. And the March eclipses are going to reiterate changes that happened in September. I'm giving you a heads up about that because I know that's always good to know is what's coming down the track. And the other thing I want to put on your radar is that later in March, I'm doing a new astrology class that's paired with Tarot. And I'm so excited. This is going to be really fun. We're going to talk about astrology and Tarot together in your chart. Okay, we're going to personalize the Tarot to your astrological energies. You can find out more about that. I put it on the link here for this show description on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can go to my website, consciouscoolchic.com/astrology-classes. And this is also on my, I'm also sharing more about it on my email newsletter. So sign up for my email newsletter and you'll also be able to get the early bird pricing. So to summarize, February is a much different energy than January was. We're going to get some things going. The middle of the month is another energy change when Mercury enters Aquarius. We get fresh inspiration, fresh sparks, fresh ideas, fresh words come to mind. And that's going to help our daily lives feel more invigorated. So know that we're really getting started here on a whole new year, a whole new energy of 2016. So get ready and be ready for the new for the change, because it's time to keep moving forward and to really be in alignment with your next dream. Thank you so much for being here and listening. You can always listen to this episode again if you need to later in the month. Otherwise, I will be back with another new episode soon, as well as more astrology. So take good care, my friends, and I will see you later. Bye-bye.